to save the day.
Welcome to Mighty House. This is a radio show for people with problems. Home improvement problems, that is. Send an email now to robbie@mightyhouse.net or call into the show at 847-475-1590. From foundation leaks to roof repairs, the Mighty House team is on the job. You're listening to Mighty House.
Good morning, Chicago. I'm Ron Cowgill. The Mighty House team is on the air. This is where we discuss all your home improvement issues, from foundation leaks to roof repairs. Do you have a problem with your house and don't know what to do? Well, you can give us a call, 847-475-1590. Maybe you need to know how to install a tile floor, repair a plumbing problem, replace a switch or an outlet. Give us a call, 847-475-1590. We've got open phones right now, so get your questions in. In the first hour, we're going to be taking your calls, and we'll have the Mighty House Tip of the Week with Rich Cowgill. In the second hour, we've got Clutter Clarity with Robbie Earhart, and your phone calls, emails, all that kind of stuff. And in the third hour, same thing, we have no guests lined up, can you tell? I've been working hard. You can also, no, you can't join us on Facebook Live right now, because the cameras are down here in the computer saying no. Doesn't want to work with us today. So you're just going to have to go old school, you know, turn on the radio and listen that way. So Mighty House is brought to you by Mr. Floor. For more information, check them out at MrFloor.com. And you can use the promo code SAVE10 to save 10% on all their cleaning products from now until the end of the year. So you want to get in there and save that 10% on their cleaning products. We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net, TuneIn.com. We're also on the Gab Radio Network. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts or previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. Video clips of the show are available at MightyHouse.net and on our Mighty House YouTube channel. And you can follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. If you give us a call at 847-475-1590, you have a chance to win some Mr. Floor cleaning products. They're all non-toxic and environmentally safe. And you can learn more at Mr. Floor. Where is she? Oh, .com. Are you looking for a luxury kitchen at an affordable price? Don't go any further than alinecabinets.com. That's A-L-I-N-E, cabinets.com. Okay, Rich, now it's your turn.
No, I'm fine. That was crazy. I was just going to tell you to mute your mic on your tablet.
And that's what I was going to tell you to do, the same thing too.
Because I'm hearing, believe it. I did.
Oh, did you?
Are you hearing it both?
Yeah, I'm hearing it back. So here's the deal. I'm going to go get my headset and plug it into the
tablet. All right, I did that.
Oh, you did that.
And let's see if that was maybe. All right. Let's try that. So it's a beautiful day today, right?
Sure.
And people in the Midwest, I just saw another story about an older woman and her daughter. I think
yes.
The older lady died,
yes,
and
yes.
The daughter went to the hospital for carbon monoxide poisoning because they were heating their home with their oven.
Well, let's see. Did that take care of it? Let's see. Did that take care of it? Oh, yeah, much better.
Yes, it is. I still hear you.
Okay. Yeah, there is an echo in there still for something. I don't know where that's coming from. It's not bad.
No, it's bad. Don't know if you can hear it through my mic coming back. I'm going to try one thing while we're doing this.
Okay.
And then, but we got to get back on to what I was talking about there. Okay, try that.
Okay. No, still hear
it. Better?
Still hear it.
Yeah.
It's okay. Whoa. Now I ain't hearing nothing. Talk to me, Rich.
Uh-oh. There. Ryan, you can't hear me?
No, I can.
Okay. They're playing around with everything today.
Yeah.
So anyway, heating their home with their oven.
That's what the fire department was saying, but they didn't know for sure. So they at least the people that are living there saying they weren't doing it, but they were having furnace problems. You okay there, Robbie?
This is for Facebook Live.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Guess what?
I know. This is for Facebook Live.
Is that your Clutter Clarity segment?
No, it's your holiday surprise.
Oh. Don't worry. She doesn't use a microphone. She knows it's radio, but she won't use the microphone.
I said it's urine. It's urine.
Uh-huh.
Come on.
All right. Sure. Try microphone.
I have Facebook. I have something for Facebook Live.
That's okay. Better.
Yeah.
And I wanted you to see me walking in with it.
Yeah, well, no, that didn't happen.
Well, you could still do it on your phone, right?
No, because I've, well, maybe. Yeah. We could do a segment then
if
with
we
the
had
phone.
To.
Sure. I could do that with the phone.
What was I going to say? So is my computer going to work?
If you plug it in, yeah.
Can Rich say something?
Something.
Okay, because I can't. Say it again.
Oh, carbon monoxide poisoning, but apparently that's not as important as your entrance.
Rich, that holiday gift. You know, my husband was all over this.
Oh, yeah?
And I said, no, there's only two. And one is not for you, Don. I love you so much, but Rich is more important to me in the morning on Saturday.
Yeah.
Not anymore.
Uh-oh.
Not anymore. Okay, go ahead. Talk about carbon monoxide. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
Did you hear about the family in Indiana that just, I know, they put all this Christmassy
stuff.
Which I like,
but I can't see you with the stocking up. Okay.
Oh, okay. So they had a woman passed away from carbon monoxide, and her granddaughter is in the hospital, is possibly doing okay now from carbon monoxide. So they had a furnace person in there trying to do some repairs, and then said he was coming back the next day to finish because he needed a different part. So they're claiming, you know, the fire department's claiming they were heating the kitchen with the stove. The homeowners are saying no, they weren't. But the woman passed away, and the daughter was in the hospital. So who knows what really happened there? But you know,
that's horrible.
If you don't want. You've got the oven open and you're using that to heat the house, you know, that you're asking for trouble. That's why they say if you're going to cook a turkey and you're doing that kind of stuff in the kitchen anyway, you should have open a window or crack a door, so that, you know, like a patio door or something, to let fresh air in when you've got that oven going, because that's just dumping carbon monoxide into the house. So if you've got that running for 3 or 4 hours, that can do some damage. So.
Well, and you know, everybody thinks after they cook that, you know, that turkey on Thanksgiving or Christmas, they're all tired from the tryptophan in the turkey, and a lot
yes.
of times it's low-level carbon monoxide poisoning.
Yes, exactly. It's exactly what it is. So,
it'll make you irritable. It'll make you tired. You know, a lot of things that happen with it. And you know, I brought my car home the other day, and I have the low level in the bedroom.
Right.
And I brought my 57 home, put it in the garage, shut it off. I did not let it run. And within 15 minutes, it was alarming in the bedroom. It was at 7 parts per million.
Yeah. No, I know.
And that's why the low-level carbon monoxide detectors are so nice, because you won't get that with the store-bought. The two hanging in the house,
mm-hmm.
they don't care.
The
two required by code,
right.
4 hours, right?
Right, exactly. You can leave them up, Kev. It's okay. So that's I know that's part of the problem with those things, and right now, if you're looking for it, you can go to Keith Security and you can find one of those low level carbon monoxide detectors.
KEYTH.
Correct. They're out of Highland Park, and they have those low level carbon monoxide detectors that you can pick up.
He must have bought some before the guy died.
Yeah, yeah. George passed away. He was in his late 90s though. So.
Yeah. Well, he was on. He was.
Yeah.
Because he was only on last year.
Right, yeah. We had him on this past year. So it was very recently. So they're still working on getting that estate redone and moved over. So hopefully they'll start selling them again soon, because he was really the only guy selling them. You can buy the ones that the fire department use or, you know, the inspectors use, but those are a lot more expensive. So.
Well, the ones we got from George, those are different from the ones we got from the HVAC Jedi.
Right.
But those were almost like a box form with a lift lid. They don't make those anymore either?
No, those were from George also.
Oh, they were?
Yeah, George had a whole new model put together and came out with those smaller ones.
Oh, see, that's, I think, the detail I didn't realize.
Yeah, that was still from George. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, that was
that really sucks.
Uh-huh. So, yeah, it's something you got to watch out for. And then this week also there was a house fire that, at least in Lyle, that had a house fire caused by wire shorting out on a Christmas tree and lit the tree on fire. And they lost the entire house. I posted a picture of it on Facebook. It's
Yes.
It's toasted.
Yes.
Badly. So.
Well, that goes like, you know, there'll be at least another two fires, you know, Christmas Day, because the warnings, they said, don't put wrapping paper up your chimney. Mm-hmm. Don't throw it in the fireplace. It'll float up, start the chimney on fire.
Right. There'll
be at least two of those, three of those
yep.
on Monday.
Exactly. All right, there's the music. We're going to keep working on seeing if we get this
music.
And we'll come back with more Mighty House right after this. Is this the holiday special now, Robbie? Is that what we're doing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we'll be back right after this.
This is Mighty House. Mighty House will return.
You see this hammer in my hand?
Yeah, I'm going to find that stud finder. What does it look like?
And a level.
What is a level?
Don't you know what a level is?
Yeah, it's something you advance to in a video game.
It's Mighty House. Call Mighty House now at 847-475-1590 and get all your answers from the experts.
This is Mighty House.
You need a MacGyver there, Robbie? You need a MacGyver? Here. Here you go.
I don't need a MacGyver.
No? Okay.
No.
That's what I would do if you're carving up on your finger like that. So. No? Okay. Mighty House is brought to you by Mr. Floor. For more information, check them out at MrFloor.com. You can use the promo code SAVE10 to save 10% on all their cleaning products. We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net, TuneIn.com. We're also on the Gab Radio Network. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts of the previous shows are available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. You can follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. If you give us a call at 847-475-1590, you'll have a chance to win some Mr. Floor cleaning products. They're all non-toxic and environmentally safe, and you can learn more at Mr. Floor.
I was here earlier to say .com.
.com.
You just said it before me.
Yes, way before
And thanks, you. Mr. Floor, for the brownies.
Is that? Oh, we got a brownie kit here, huh?
Yeah.
I didn't see that.
Well, somebody had one, I'm sure, right? Did you send one to Rich already?
No, I did not. Do you want one of these, Rich?
A brownie.
Send you a brownie?
From Mr. Floor.
No? You don't want one? You're not much into the sweets, though, are you?
No.
No.
I eat the occasional chocolate chip cookie.
Uh-huh.
And we also have a holiday card to Trixie, Ron, Robbie, and Rich from Rob's Remodeling.
Oh, yeah.
That's Rob, very nice.
Up Northbrook?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've run into him a couple times.
Very nice.
Craftwood Lumber, standing in line. And then Idlewood once, too, at the electrical supply house. So, yeah. Just they hear me talking, and then, you know, he'll come over and start.
I was Christmas shopping with my nephew in one of those stores. They're like, would you give us your email for mm-hmm. your, you know, and saying Robbie at MightyHouse.net is easier than mm-hmm. my other one. And he goes, do people recognize you when you say that? I'm like, nope.
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 No.
Huh.
No. Mm-mm.
That's funny.
No, no, nobody knows.
No.
Nobody knows who we are.
No.
No.
No. No, it's safe. You don't have to worry about that.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Okay. So what's with the box there, Robbie?
It's your Christmas gift.
Oh.
And Rich's Christmas gift.
We don't do Christmas gifts. That's been our thing all these years. We don't do Christmas gifts.
You took me out for filet mignon 2 days ago.
That's different.
Why
oh,
is
did
that
you have
different?
Your meat party? Your
yeah.
Christmas party?
Meat or Fest.
Meat night?
Meat Fest meat 2017 fest. Was Thursday.
How
yes.
many filets did you eat, Ron? What? Six and a half.
Yeah. Okay. Well, the boss isn't listening.
Man,
I think
that'll mess
safe.
Your plumbing up.
So there was, yeah, six and a half of those because they only had one left and I split it with another guy. So we cut it in half and split it. And then six slabs of the prime rib, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They were
thinly sliced, though, Rich. They're about a half inch thick.
Yeah, I know. I like when you go to a cuttery or whatever and the guy's standing there with the knife and you're like, nah, move it over.
Mm-hmm.
No, move it over. Listen, I'm not the queen. Move the damn thing over.
Exactly. So they just
well, that's
kept,
all I'm having.
Yeah, they just kept bringing out platters of
yeah.
beef.
Yeah, Mr. Floor stopped at 5 because they stopped bringing.
Yeah.
And I said, it's okay.
Did you go to like a Brazilian steakhouse or were you just...
No. Wildfire.
Oh, nice.
And yeah. Ron has it set up that they just keep bringing platters of filet and platters of prime rib until you say stop.
Until we say uncle. Yeah.
And they just kept it.
Well, that's why I said that's why you do the Brazilian steakhouse. I don't know if there's too many up north by you, but the one that was down by me closed. But damn, that was good. Just leave that green red stoplight up.
Mm-hmm.
And they always try to get you, you know, go fill up at the salad bar. Start bringing meat.
That's what Mr. Floor did.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm not having salad. I'm not having potatoes. I'm not having anything. They started with buffalo meatballs. He goes, nope.
See, I had probably 10 or 15 of the meatballs, too.
Tell me you didn't.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, 10 meatballs.
Oh, at least, yeah.
6 fillets and 6 prime rib.
Yeah. I still haven't eaten since Thursday, just so you know.
That's disgusting.
How do you? Meat sweats? Because you got to get the meat sweats.
Oh, hell yeah, I did. Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah. That's your body going in overdrive, going, what are we supposed to do with this dead animal in me?
Uh-huh. Yeah. That's
yeah,
hilarious.
So we had one of our vendors take us to lunch the other day and to a place called Capital Grill down here, which is a highfalutin steak joint. You know, it's nice. So that nice little lunch special, the bone-in strip.
Right.
It's just rare. Just brown the thing.
Yep.
Bring it out.
Singe it on both sides and put it on a plate.
That's it.
Yep.
It's delish.
Okay. Go ahead.
No, but that's plenty.
Yes.
Don't need 6 of these and 7. That's just crazy, brother.
Hey.
It is.
Whoa.
You know, it's the same guy, too, because I still smoke. So he'd be like, oh, you shouldn't smoke.
I'm
like, I am not the one clogging my arteries with meat like you are. I exercise 5 days a week, you know.
What do you do, Rich? Exercise.
I bike three mornings a week, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. I bike 6.5 miles.
Wow.
And then on Tuesday, Thursday, and some Saturdays, if I get up early enough, I do light weights.
Where do you go bike riding?
In my bedroom.
You live
I have
in
a
Florida.
Recumbent bike.
Why don't you just ride around in Florida?
Because I don't have a bicycle. I have a recumbent exercise bike that we had when we were in Chicago. We brought it down. My wife and I are looking at bikes.
Uh-huh.
To be honest with you, I don't have anywhere to keep them. I'd be like an apartment dweller in Chicago. It'd be in my dining room.
Right.
Yeah, or
you know
or
what
in
I mean?
The back patio.
My garage, down here, they're crappy garages. They're 20 by 20. You had 2 cars in there, a couple of dings, it's full.
Right. A
couple of tings.
Yeah.
A couple of tings.
Couple of tree things.
So you're right. I would like to do that, but, you know, that's probably close on the list.
It's too hot to ride down there, isn't it?
No.
During the summer.
Shved it out.
Oh, I guess that's
true. Well, no, I walk the dogs at 5:30 and then I get on the bike.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, even that early in the summer, it's not horrible.
Not too bad. Okay, so do you have Facebook open there, Rich?
I do.
Did you happen to scroll down and look at the one posted where you got called out?
Oh, yeah.
Did you see that one?
Oh, yeah. Humidity. No. It was called. You were called out about humidity in homes.
Yeah, which we need to go. We need to cover that a little deeper then for those people on the Facebook that maybe we'll have to do it again once they get this fired up. But
I don't know. I got all these toilet paper posts.
Yes. Well, Robbie started it. It's her fault.
I thought that was hysterical.
Well, no. You mean what started it? The cabinet over the toilet paper holder?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, that. I mean, how seriously stupid is that? That's
well,
funny.
They wanted a wider
vanity.
Vanity. So, yeah, they just put
but
a wider
that's
vanity.
You go get one of those paper stands.
Exactly.
Or you could take that one out of the wall and put it in the side of the cabinet. You know, you could do that too, but that would be more work. So, you wouldn't want to do that. So, I don't know. And then I saw the one where the toilet paper sits on the post like that and unrolls. So then that kind of, there's a conflict there. Do you do the over or the under with the toilet paper roll then? Because you can't with that one. So is it clockwise or counterclockwise? There's issues there. There's no standard for that. So.
No, it's usually
what's code?
Over the top or under.
What's code for the proper toilet paper
installation? We don't even put those things in our houses.
Really?
No paper holders, no towel bars.
Really?
Yep. You buy a $7 million house, you got to put them in later.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Why not put a towel bar in?
It's really simple because no matter where we put them or what we buy, A, you're not going to like them, and B, we put them in the wrong place. Yeah. So we will, if you know the buyer's like, well, let me get together with the designer or go to the plumbing showroom and match the fixtures, because like Moen and Kohler and all that, they have towel bars to match their line of fixtures, then we'll install them. Obviously, we're not going to charge you. But we do not do it ahead of time because you just don't know.
Amazing. Yeah, that's pretty cool. I mean, we wait for the homeowners to bring it to us, and we'll install them. But
yeah, that's what I used to do was when I was up there. I'd bring it to me. I'll install it, but I'm not buying it.
Yeah, you tell me where you want it. Yeah.
And then the other side of that, Robbie, if you had somebody doing a bathroom remodel for you and they had two towel bars and a paper holder on their proposal for you, you'd be like, oh, good. Except I'm going to the box store and buying a $3 chrome bar that is, you know, barely going to stay on the wall. Mm-hmm. And what you envisioned was the really beautiful one that matched your faucet, which is $75, you know. So it's easier to just have you buy them.
Right. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
All right.
Okay. So do you want to read the call out? Are you on Facebook?
I can't find it.
Are you on there, Robbie? Because this was pretty good. She called you out pretty bad, dude. I'm surprised you didn't catch it.
So, right. No, I didn't even see it.
It was like she posted it on the newsletter feed that came on Facebook.
Here's one. Okay, it was posted on. Yes, that's exactly where it is. I'm sorry. 2 minutes.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm looking on Facebook.
Yeah.
All right. You know, Dawn says, and I know Dawn is listening.
Yeah.
Because she listens every morning.
Yeah, but she's usually listening on Facebook though. I think. I don't think she listens on the radio. I don't know. Well, anyway, go ahead.
Okay. You know, I have to say, I am really upset with Rich. And my aside is, Dawn, we all are. Okay? I bring him a gift this morning, and you know what he says? You interrupted my conversation. Okay. I asked about humidifiers on Facebook Live a while ago, and he laughed. He said, why do you need a humidifier? There should be plenty of humidity just from the people in the house and showers. And if the air change of the house is properly regulated, blah, 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 blah. That's what he said. I thought about it, and Rich lives in Florida. Florida, a peninsula surrounded by water right next to the Gulf of Mexico, the land of the Everglades, mega swamp, killer swarms of mosquitoes, alligators, ultra-high humidity, and Mickey Mouse? Thank you. It's a different story up north, booby. Okay, I'm going to say that again. It's a different story up north, booby, where the humidity outdoors may be 80% at 10 degrees Fahrenheit, but when heated in a house can drop to around 14%. I know in Florida no one drains their swimming pools either, but I invite you to come up here in January and take a dive into one that froze into a solid block of ice. I expect an apology from Rich. Dawn?
Not going to happen.
Exactly. Not going to happen, because I've waited 7 years now. And would hope that the information shares in the future is not specific to the subtropical climate he inhabits. And yeah, I've spent a lot of time in Florida, from posh resorts to camping canoe trips through the Everglades, so I know what I'm talking about when it comes to the icky, sticky, and often yucky, mucky humidity down there.
Okay.
Oh, Rich, you got cut off. Yeah. I'm sorry.
And we'll be back to answer her right after this.
Mighty House. Mighty House will return.
Here I come to save the day.
Here they come to save the day. This is Mighty House.
Mighty House is brought to you by Mr. Floor. For more information, check them out at MrFloor.com. You can use the promo code SAVE10 to save 10% on all their cleaning products. We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net, TuneIn.com. We're also on the Gab Radio Network. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts of the show are available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. Follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. If you give us a call at 847-475-1590, you'll have a chance to win some Mr. Floor cleaning products. They're all non-toxic and environmentally safe, and you can learn more at MrFloor.com. Okay, so did you find that feed yet, Rich?
Yes, sir, I did.
Okay. So I thought that was perfect, a perfect post, because it is now, I think it was 25 or 26 degrees driving in this morning, you know, and nice. So it is a little dry here now. And
I understand that.
And she does, have a point that, you know, and you don't have to worry about humidity in Florida, but
I never made the comparison between the two. The
correct.
Point simply is that air leakage in your house is what's causing you the need to have a humidifier.
Correct.
That's all.
Right. So,
and the fact that, and I mean, I worked and lived in Chicago for 50 years, so I know what it's like to be in the cold, which is exactly why I don't freaking live there anymore. It sucks. It's 25.
How do you really
feel? It's going to be 75 and sunny today.
Yeah. How do you really feel? I'm confused. I'm not getting your real vibe.
You know what it is? It's not the weather. I mean, I love Chicago. Don't get me wrong. The problem is that I paid my dues, my bones. You know what I mean? It hurts. You know, wrist rebuilt, knee redone, blah, blah, blah. So when it drops, it's hard to get up in the morning. So that's why I think all us old people do come down here.
Is that, you consider yourself one
it's
of the old people?
It's just easier on the bones.
Hey, stop. You cannot consider yourself one of the old people down there. You can't.
No, we're in God's waiting
room. Because
we're
the same age, so you can't do
that. I know, but this is God's waiting room.
Oh, my gosh.
That's what Florida is, God's waiting room.
Okay, so back to humidity.
So here's the deal. If your house was properly air sealed and insulated, you would not need a humidifier because the humidity would stay inside the house. Right now, because there's so many leaks in Dawn's house, what happens then is the humidity leaks out. It goes through the walls and everywhere else. So it feels dry in her house. So you can.
As it is.
Yeah. Now you can fix the problem or put a Band-Aid on it and put in a humidifier and run humidifiers.
Address the symptom.
Right.
Which the best humidifier you can get is a pot of water on your stove.
Yeah.
Just leave the water boil. I mean, everybody grew up with that. Their parents had Ma had the pot of water sitting around the stove. That puts the humidity in the air.
Or all the pans of water on the floor next to all the
radiators. Sitting on
the radiators, if you had radiant heat,
put them on the air that came out from the floor.
Oh, yeah. Through the, you can put it there too. It helps. All that helps. They do make the humidifiers to put on your furnace. And that's fine, but the problem is you're going to go through massive cycles back and forth because it only works when the furnace is on. So when you're not calling for heat, you're not putting any humidity into the air. So it's really hard to keep it balanced. So I know probably the best ones are the ones that do the steam, and they do make steam units now to put in the furnace. Or on the furnace, so that way you're actually putting steam into the air, and that adds the humidity properly. So you can do that, or you just buy one of the units you sit on the floor and run those in the bedrooms. And that's another way to get around it.
And that's the thing, like in Dawn's, which is well written. I like the, she must be some kind of writer because it's got that little flair to it.
Yes.
But I will tell you that you will never, ever have 80% humidity with 10 below.
Yeah, no, it's not, I don't think it's possible.
That's too cold to suspend moisture. That's usually why you have snow. But anyway, no, it's a symptom. That's what I always tell you. Like, get the house air sealed, blah, 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 it'd be a lot better. Or if you want a humidifier, go ahead, but it's just a waste of electricity and water.
Yeah, you're not, by putting humidity, but running a humidifier, you're not fixing the problem. And, the real problem is air sealing. I would first suggest you go out and get a blower door test and have the house tested. And that way they can find the air leaks, seal all those air leaks up, tighten up the house. And then you can start thinking of if you're still having a comfort issue, then you can start looking at maybe putting in a humidifier. But if you take if you've got a family of four all taking showers and cooking and walking through the house with a
breathing.
With a dog or two, that's going to be enough humidity in the air to keep you going okay if your house is properly sealed.
So, I think your dog is probably plenty on its own. Like my sheepdog. I mean, she pants so much. I've been thinking about that. Like, I bet that dog adds enough moisture in the house to be good.
Right.
Really?
But she is right about our climate down here. It's so damn humid sometimes that, obviously you keep everything shut up and you have the air running because you're constantly dehumidifying.
Yes.
That way. And yesterday was one of those scary examples. I tell people why they don't want to air condition their garage. Yesterday in the morning, it was 74 degrees. probably 90% humidity, which didn't feel uncomfortable because of the 74, but you couldn't see a block down the road because of the fog. The dew point was 68 degrees.
Oh, wow.
So everything was literally covered in...
in dew.
Wet. Like, it looked like it poured, you know, and it was just the thick fog.
Right.
And it didn't burn off till almost 10 o'clock. It was crazy yesterday.
Huh.
And I wake up this morning, it's perfectly clear out. You know, it's like, whatever.
Right. You got enough wind today that it's...
it moves it along. But anyway, Don, that's what that's about is you don't really want to... humidifier. I mean, if you're in a pinch, you know, like you rent or whatever, I suppose you don't have any choice.
Right.
But if you're in your house, the best thing is, like Ron says, get it, blower door test and go around with a can and seal up the holes and you'd be amazed.
Yep. And the units that do steam are the better ones to get. They make those smaller units that actually just put steam in the air. And those are better than the ones that just have the wheel that go in the water and kind of, and they have a blower. Those aren't going to add as much humidity as efficiently. So you want the steam units to put the humidity back in the air.
I want to get back to that steam thing in a minute.
Okay.
But first of all, I'd like to ask where we are in getting this Facebook Live, because we are being pounded by questions from people saying, where are you? Why can't we get you? We want you live.
Yeah.
I finally got people, the last couple of weeks sharing it and everything. I got people trying to watch, too. So now they're going to be all mad at me.
Do we have any update? Do we know what's...
Nope. Johnny? Nope. Hit the microphone, buddy. No update yet. Yeah, that's good. You got it, man. You can't screw up the show. It's not possible. Don't worry about it.
All right. No updates yet.
No. So, all right.
But we need it because... people are pounding us.
Yeah, they're
on email, on Facebook.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I that's what I was afraid of. We started that, and now the computer's down.
You can't stop it. You can't break it like that.
Right. The people are upset. They've learned to watch and listen to the show.
Is there a way to do it from your phone and put it on?
We had, but
I'm sure that would really be hokey. The other thing is they would not be able to hear Rich. I think that was
right,
the problem.
Because I'm not patched through. Which that's
is there a chance
right.
it's going to be on Vic soon?
I don't know. I don't know. Kev says maybe, kind of, sort of. I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Well, maybe more like 60-40.
Yeah.
So let me talk to you about humidifiers.
Yeah.
Humidifiers.
Go ahead.
The small plug-in ones. Like not desktop ones, but like room humidifiers. So we had one, and I started, when I walk by it, I know I can smell it. I can smell the air. And I'm telling my husband, I'm like, I think that's like a mildewy thing. So I took it out and I cleaned it and I cleaned it and I cleaned it, and I can still smell it. So this week I've had, like, I thought it was the flu or I don't know what. I'm all congested and stuff. And I'm like, it's that dang machine. It's, putting mildew into the air. So is this possible? And if I'm smelling the air, it smells mildewy.
Icky bad?
Yeah, but how is this even possible?
The water reservoir can get growth in it.
There you go.
And then you're just spreading it out.
I've cleaned it and cleaned it and cleaned it.
But it could be in the tubes or you don't know.
In the motor or whatever. Yeah, it could be anywhere. And it doesn't take much to contaminate water and make it smell funky.
Yeah, it just smells like...
Are you getting the water from the dog's bowl?
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm doing.
Yes, putting the leftovers in the humidifier.
Yeah.
I've done everything I could, but, you walk by and you, like, something smells a little,
off?
Mildewy.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, it's that dang humidifier. And so I've been coughing and hacking up all kinds of stuff. I'm like, I think, it's either that or the fact that everybody I know has the flu. It could be that, too.
You didn't get a flu shot?
No, never get a flu shot. I probably shouldn't say that on the air.
The flu shot is determined before the flu even comes.
Yes, well, they just kind of guess anyway. Then this year they said it was only going to be maybe 10% effective.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, Rich, listen to me.
Yes, sir.
When I was in the Air Force, two of the 4 years I had to get that flu shot. I never got flu shots before. But they made us do it. Luckily, I was transferring one place to another, and I didn't have to get the flu shot a couple of times. The 2 years I got the shot, I came down with the flu. The 2 years I didn't, I don't get the flu. And then ever since
they
then, I never get the flu.
Live.
I know, but I would get. I still got sick. Now that I don't get the flu shot, I don't get sick.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the year before I moved down here, I got the flu. And it was the only time in my life. I've only had it once. Because people aren't, you know, they think, they call, like, oh, I got the flu.
You're down there with those old people, that's why.
No. This was when I was still in Chicago.
Oh, okay.
That was the only time I ever had the flu. But I said, when you have the flu, you know it. You have the headache, the fever, and the pains for 5 to 7 days. It's not like a cold, you know what I mean?
Right.
But anyway, so when I moved down here, the company doesn't, yeah, they pretty much require you to get a flu shot. They don't force you in order. But yes, because they pay for it. Instead of you being off work for a week, it saves them money. So I decided to do it because we get people from all over the country coming here. So you never know what strain of flu you're going to get.
Mm-hmm.
So it has more to do with that I actually get it. I mean, I sat there yesterday talking with a couple from Toronto. You know what I mean? So what strain of flu are they bringing down? So,
exactly. Yeah, we were with.
So I get it just for that reason.
We were with a bunch of kids yesterday, and all of them are like, play checkers with me. Uh-huh. I'm like, Don, go wash your hands. I'm like, do it now.
Get away from me, you.
But, all right. But I love all you guys, Tess, BB, Will, and Evelyn, who listen every Saturday.
We'll be back
love
right
you all very much.
We'll be back right after this with the tip of the week.
This is we will. Mighty House. Mighty House will return.
See, I work construction. I build things. I don't know if y'all realize the pressure a man like me's got on him.
This is Mighty House.
Mighty House is brought to you by Mr. Floor. For more information, check him out at MrFloor.com. The promo code SAVE10. If you use that, you'll save 10% on all their cleaning products. We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net, TuneIn.com. We're also on the Gab Radio Network. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts of previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. You can follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And if you give us a call at 847-475-1590, you'll have a chance to win some Mr. Floor cleaning products. They're all non-toxic and environmentally safe, and you can learn more at MrFloor.com. What are we having for breakfast?
I don't know. What are you talking about?
I heard crinkling sounds going on there.
Rich, what are you doing that Ron keeps hearing crinkling sounds?
I don't know, because it's not me. Are you wrapping gifts to save time today?
Oh yeah, that's what she's
but
doing.
I am online shopping.
Oh, is that
no,
what you're
I'm
doing?
Not.
Okay.
Mm.
Good.
I'm not.
Good. Excellent.
I know, it's funny. Like, I'm like a lot of people, you know, you do a lot of stuff on Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one thing I find annoying, though, is the amount of crap they email you.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, it's like, how do I unsubscribe from all the damn offers, especially, you know, before Christmas? Oh, today's special. Like, whatever.
Right,
I don't need it. If I needed it, I'd go to you.
Uh-huh. Well, I guess today.
But I am catching up. But I am catching up on the Grand Tour. I've only got maybe a couple episodes of last season, and I didn't see last night's. Obviously, I will watch that today or tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm
but
behind.
I love those guys.
Of
that's
what
hilarious.
Show?
Grand Tour.
Grand Tour.
It's on Amazon now. What was it called before on BBC?
Oh, damn, just escaped me.
I know, me too. Because I was just getting ready to say it.
Top Gear.
Top Gear. Yeah.
Yeah, so it's a British show. Three guys, Richard Hammer, Jeremy Clark, and James May.
Yeah.
And they're three sort of not the same kind of people. You know what I mean?
They're knuckleheads.
Have, like, slightly different interests. They're knuckleheads. But they get to play with the coolest cars in the world.
Yeah, all
over the
world.
And their budget, and their budget on BBC must have been about a $10 million a year because the cinematography and everything is impressive.
Yes.
Anyway, they got canned because Jeremy hit the producer.
Yes.
So they got canned, which turned out to be a bad mistake on BBC's part. So Amazon picked them up. They pay for the production, and you can only get it on Amazon Prime now, which is awesome. So they have this unlimited budget.
Yeah, it's insane.
Because Amazon's got nothing but money.
Yes. Yeah. No, it's a very cool show. I love watching it. And
if you're a car guy
yeah,
and or like a little English humor, it's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So, no, I'm behind on the last two. I haven't seen this the past
this
two.
Season.
Yeah, this season. So, I got to
figure. Right. That's a beautiful thing on demand, right? I mean, you just go in there and turn it on.
Yeah, I want to get it on my TV screen, though. You know, I have to figure out. I got to get the Amazon Fire Stick or whatever that's. You know what that's called, Johnny? The Fire Stick.
Amazon Fire Stick.
Is that what the Fire Stick? Yeah. So.
Well, see, I got lucky where the TV we bought. But I think 5 or 6 years ago, and it was a smart TV. Mm-hmm. Well, it has Amazon built into it. Actually, has an Amazon button on the remote.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I just hit that, goes right to Amazon Prime, and you just do your thing.
Got it.
It's crazy.
Ours doesn't have the Amazon thing to go to, so we got Netflix.
But now my neighbor does have the Amazon Stick, and they love it. They don't have cable or satellite now.
Really?
No, they have an antenna for local, because, you know, in case you want to watch the news. But right. For the most part, they do everything through the Fire Stick, and all they've got is high-speed internet, and they're done. Because the cable's out of control. I mean, I don't know what your bill is. Mine's $200 a month.
Yep.
And there's nothing on TV worth $200 a month.
Yep. I know. I'm afraid to get rid of it, though. I'm scared. I'm not ready to cut that cord yet.
Oh, I'm beyond that. I hate it. I just got to keep my high speed internet, so I got to try a couple other providers.
Yeah. So are we on the Facebook now, Kevin?
Yes.
Punch him in here. Can you do that, Johnny?
Him. You got me?
Are you there, Johnny?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. We're putting the new guy to the test.
That's good.
There we go.
Can't do that during the break.
No. We're not going to do it during the break. There's no pressure if we do it during the break.
Yeah.
We need to do it on the show live. So that way we can... Johnny, go! Well, give it to me!
The listeners like hearing the behind-the-scenes stuff.
Yes, they do.
They want to know how the sausage is made, so to speak.
Yes.
And we make a lot of sausage on this show.
All right. I don't know. That was weird. That was just weird. I just came from a meat fest.
I heard you guys had a meat fest on
Thursday.
You're talking
about
That's why you
sausage.
Came to the Christmas party. So full. You didn't want any of the appetizers or anything because you were full of prime rib.
Correct.
Nice.
Yes.
Nice. So, yes, we are on Facebook Live now. It's not perfect, but there are cameras. They are pictured us.
Yep.
If Robbie wanted to stand up, she'd be in the camera a little bit better.
No, thank you.
Okay, that's fine.
I can't get it on my... Why can't I get it?
Go to WCGO's website. All right.
But I should be able to get it on Facebook.
Go to Facebook.
I'm there.
Okay.
You have to go to CGO, then share it House.
Go to CGO, WCGO, 1590. We're eating up all your tip of the week time there, Rich.
Well, I put in the newsletter, if you actually got that, that this was on contracts again.
Yes.
Just the four things. So nobody ever likes to listen to us. It's really not a huge loss.
But we could talk about it next hour.
Yeah, we'll do it next hour when we have the cameras, because then during break,
so now
we can bring him up and put him
on. Yeah, I should be able to
tell you, the new version that Lisa Madigan put out in July is so much nicer than the old one.
Yes.
It actually looks identical. It just has her name on it really big.
All right, I'm on
just
WCGO.
Just like her father, ego.
Scroll down. You should be able to find it there. And then you can share it.
Yeah, and if you share it, we'll share it. And if we all share it, we'll all have it. Everybody needs to share it, because then it helps.
Oh,
you want to go to the
Facebook? Oh, I'm sorry.
She's learning.
Yeah, it's just a little different because it comes through their account, not the Mighty House account.
Yeah,
I share it onto
Mighty House, and then the downside to this is that usually when we go live, it sends everybody a notice that we're live. When we do it this way, it doesn't send everybody a notice that we're live. So that's the part that we still need to work out.
Fix that.
So right now, when we share it, it doesn't send all of our listeners on Mighty House that it doesn't tell them that we're live.
Really?
No.
Interesting, because I got a notification from WCGO saying that
that's because it's your account.
Interesting. So your listeners need to change their notifications on your page, so that they get notifications every time you guys post something.
They could do that.
That could be annoying.
Yeah, that could be.
Sonar said that they can do like a dual feed, but that costs extra with Facebook. So it's not something we're going to do right now, but it's something we may be able to do in the future.
Right. So that way we can. That way it'll kick over there and it'll send out those notifications.
Well, if anybody knows how to do that stuff, it's Sonar for sure.
Yeah. Oh, good. Okay, cool. So now we're up there during the break. We'll get Rich up there.
Yeah, we'll fix it up a little bit during the break. So we may actually close down Lucy Light, the Facebook Live, and then reopen it.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll have to because I'm on Ron's. I need to go on to the engineers.
Right?
Correct.
Possibly, yeah, if I have to do that, yeah.
But.
Yeah?
I don't see it.
So,
being shared.
So why don't you tease the tip of the week then, Rich, and we'll do that after the top of the hour.
Well, it's you know, basic terms that should be included in your contract for your protection. You know, so that way you can be protected when
they've got
done on your home.
Okay.
Grab your nuts and bolts.
Yeah. Yeah. What's wrong with that?
I think Sonar came up with that, or did you help Sonar come up with that?
No, I didn't. Okay. Where does it say that?
On the post with the video, yeah, it says that grab your nuts and bolts. It's time for a Mighty House or something to that effect.
Why is it circling like that?
Because he's moving it around. Mm. He can change all that stuff.
That might be what it is. Yeah, I might be messing around with it right now.
So there's the music. All right. So what we're gonna do? We'll be up on Facebook Live then for the next 2 hours, and we're gonna get Rich patched in here over the break, and we'll be back with the tip of the week right after this. It's all yours, Johnny. Take it away.
This is Mighty House. Mighty House will return.